Jerry Bader Show, 9:23. As you know, federal judge Rudolph Randa has put on hold. He had to do it twice. The John Doe investigation into conservative groups and Governor Scott Walker and Republican state Senate campaigns during the recalls, allegedly into whether they illegally coordinated. Randa's ruling is sweeping in this regard. It says, look, even if they did coordinate in the way being suspected, it's not illegal. That there has to be a quid pro quo. In other words, the coordination has to be as a product of the group coordinating with the candidate or campaign to get a favor. If Wisconsin Club for Growth or any other group has a relationship with the Walker campaign because they already agree, there's no corruption. There are two editorial pieces on this. One from the Journal Sentinel, one from columnist George Will. The Journal Sentinel is just apoplectic. This is just awful that Judge Randa did this. Essentially, Randa cleared conservative groups of possible illegal campaigning. He argued that the John Doe investigation into campaign spending and fundraising appeared to violate the free speech rights of the Wisconsin Club for Growth. In activist Judge Randa's world, the only proper role for state oversight is to investigate explicit quid pro quo corruption. That narrow view of corruption would ensure that there are few, if any, investigations into questionable conduct by candidates and groups that are notoriously hard to prove. In other words, they believe laws should be intentionally vague to make the net as wide as possible. What Randa's saying is no. They actually can work with the groups. Two judges, in fact, have said no laws were broken. What they want is John Doe's to be able, with impunity, to just look into groups, regardless of how vague or totally absent any violation of law or understanding of the law is. And I heard someone else point this out. If two judges don't think this is illegal, how can you criticize the groups for being confused? And how could you possibly charge them? Two judges don't think this activity was illegal. George Will, in a piece published Friday, called out this for what it is, tyranny. U.S. District Judge Rudolph T. Randa, revolted by the police state arrogance of some elected prosecutors, has stopped a partisan abuse of law enforcement that was masquerading as political hygiene. Randa halted the corruption being committed by people pretending to administer campaign regulations, regulations ostensibly enacted to prevent corruption or the appearance thereof. The prosecutor's cynical manipulation of Wisconsin's campaign laws is more than the mere appearance of corruption. Eric O'Keefe's refusal to be intimidated by lawless law enforcement, he pulls no punches here. Lawless law enforcement officials produce Randa's remarkably emphatic ruling against an especially egregious example of Democrats using government power to suppress conservatives' political speech. Wisconsin's sordid episode began, appropriately, with a sound of tyranny. Fists pounding on the doors of private citizens in pre-dawn raids, while sheriff's deputies used floodlights to illuminate the citizens' homes. Armed raiders seized documents, computers, cell phones, and other devices. As a director of Wisconsin Club for Growth, which advocates limited government, O'Keefe had participated in his state's 2012 debate surrounding attempts by Democrats and state and national government employee unions to recall Governor Walker and some state senators. The recalls were intended as punishment for legislation limiting the union's collective bargaining rights. Walker prevailed. The Democratic prosecutors, however, seeking to cripple his 2014 reelection campaign and to damage him as a potential 2016 presidential aspirant, have resorted to a sinister Wisconsin process called the John Doe investigation. In such investigations, prosecutors can promiscuously issue subpoenas and conduct searches. The identities of the targets are kept secret, and the targets are silenced by gag orders, thereby preventing public discussion of the process. The John Doe investigations are effective government instruments of disruption and intimidation. Randa correctly concluded that the John Doe investigation had no reasonable expectation of obtaining a conviction. But its aim, which had been achieved until Randa's ruling, was utterly unrelated to law. It was abetted by selective leaks by the prosecutors and by subpoenas sent to conservative donors and organizations nationwide. The purpose of all of this was to suppress conservative political advocacy by consuming the time and other resources of conservative leaders and by making people wary of collaborating with those targeted by a secretive criminal investigation. Randa is insufficiently mistrustful. Campaign regulation, although invariably swathed in lofty rhetoric, is designed to disguise regulation's low purpose, which is to handicap political rivals. If Wisconsin is serious about eliminating political corruption, it can begin by eliminating corrupt prosecutors and processes and the speech regulations that encourage both. George Will. Yes, the Democrats responsible for this witch hunt need to be held accountable, and the John Doe law has been corrupted to where it needs to be changed. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.